Seattle on the world stage. Northwest News Radio is covering the World Cup. The crowds, the commute, the celebrations, and the impact across Western Washington. Here's Aaron Wright.
We're excited to bring you all the fun stuff happening on and off the pitch when it comes to World Cup 2026. Here's a look at how our community is getting involved. The Seattle Youth Soccer Association brings the global game home for 12,000 kids here in our region. This summer, they've got an extra reason to be excited as the Emerald City plays host to FIFA World Cup 2026. Joining me now to talk about all the fun stuff they have planned this summer is SYSA Executive Director David Griffiths. David, so how exciting is it for you guys having the World Cup right here in your backyard?
Oh, this is a huge year for us as an organization. I think soccer regionally, nationally, I think will be massively impacted. And I think everybody in the industry is hoping that participation numbers will grow. I think we saw those same results back in 1994 when we last hosted the World Cup here. And we're hoping to have much of the same in 2026.
What does it do for these kids? You know, they might not be in the stadium, but being this close to a game this massive has to leave a lasting impression.
I would think so. I think back to myself in my childhood, being close to a stadium of any size, you know, just being able to feel the positive vibes and the passion involved in the global game. I think it'll mean an awful lot to our youngsters. You've also got to point out that, you know, this is a global game and we've got a very diverse city. And, you know, having families from all parts of the world that now call this home, being able to watch their teams play in our country, even in our city, I think would be, you know, a really, really memorable moment for them. I myself am hoping for Wales to make the World Cup. They still have to go through the playoff route to get there. So they've got one or two games to win to get to the finals. But if they do win, they will play in Seattle. So I've got my fingers crossed. And like my 10-year-old self, I'm eager to see them play.
It's awesome. And I think for everybody, you get to learn about a new team, a new part of the world, and kind of how this World Cup works. Because it's kind of, you know, the NFL playoffs, it's pretty straightforward. All these other things, it's pretty much, you know, teams and players you know. But with this, you're discovering a whole new sport and really a lot of new parts of the world. So I think it's really kind of cool the way it brings us all together. And you guys are kind of being brought together with the city of Seattle to get to plan some really fun stuff as FIFA comes to town. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've partnered with the City of Seattle, the Parks Department. I've been working closely with Jason Powell and a number of his colleagues in the department in Seattle to work with them to provide a soccer experience so players can come in to the events that we are hosting. You know, there'll be watch parties, there'll be, you know, pick up soccer. A chance for us to engage with the community and maybe some new soccer families, you know, people who have never played the game potentially, and try and partner with them to run great events through those 3 weeks that we have, those games in our city.
That was Seattle Youth Soccer Association Executive Director David Griffiths joining me right here on Northwest News Radio.
Seattle on the world stage. As the World Cup comes to town, Northwest News Radio covers the crowds, the commute, the celebrations, and the impact across Western Washington. Special reports all day on Northwest News Radio, 97.7 AM 1000.